great day for our athletic department and a good day for our basketball program. We played well. I was pleased. We did not watch film on this team, and they were a full-blown Princeton offense team, which is hard to guard. And so we kind of had to make adjustments on the fly. That's why we pressed a little more, so we didn't have to guard that stuff for 30 seconds. And I thought our guys did a great job, especially in the second half. We adjusted, gave up a couple layups, but held them to 31%. Offensively, I thought we pretty good against the zone, figured it out. Relied on the jump shot a lot, but we got a lot of good shooters. And guys made a lot of shots, shot good percentage from three, obviously, shot a good percentage for the game. Just rebounding and, got to talk about the negative. Rebounding and turnovers, two things we got to work on. So very correctable things, and so hopefully we get those corrected. But pleased with the effort today with all the new guys playing well.
Questions, Dan?
Mark, 27 of your 44 attempts were from three. Was that just a product of what you saw, or do you really think that you could shade percentage-wise towards that many shots from three as the season?
No, we won't shoot that many. It was their zone. We were getting wide open looks against it, and our ball movement was good. So, we talked about, we made a little bit of adjustment in the second half, trying to get the ball inside a little bit more, but we didn't do that. And but I'm not concerned about that. We're not going to shoot 27 over 44 shots from three. Absolutely not. But we are going to shoot threes, and we're going to make a lot of them this year. We got a lot of good shooters.
It seemed early on that the older guys seemed to be the facilitators, Dez especially. Is that a sign of how this team has come together quickly?
Well, Dez has led us in assists the first 3 weeks in practice. We do it weekly, and all 3 weeks he led us in assists. So we put him in position against that zone to be the facilitator. And he did a great job with it. He was I kept talking to our guys. We had to have more guys be able to break down the defense besides Dez. And so that's we got to work on that a little bit. That'll really help us. He made some nice plays, especially early in the game. I thought Mello was really good the whole game. And, we were a little disappointed the way we finished the half defensively. They had 13 points, and all of a sudden they had 31. In the second half, we held them to, 21. We guarded much better in the second half. And it started, Mello's steal to start the second half. Then our press, we got a steal. And we kind of locked in. We just really talked about defense. But, I thought Dez was great sharing the ball. We shared the minutes. It's a good day. Everybody got to play, which is fun.
The ball movement you mentioned a little earlier.
Yeah.
How much improved is that at this point? Is this at the level?
Yeah, I always think you can pass better. I think we missed some opportunities. I don't think we swing the ball as quickly. We dribbled a little bit too much sometimes. But that's just me being me. But we do have some really good shooters. We have some really good passers. And we're able to space the floor. So, 18 assists, pretty good. Maybe could have been a little bit better. And we have some guys that can really pass. Guys that have good feel for the game. And, like Deion Wiley can do a lot of things. I think you saw that tonight. He can shoot the ball. He can drive it. He can pass it. He defended pretty well. He can rebound pretty well. He can do a lot of things. So there's a lot of good players. We're just trying to piece it all together still.
Mark, obviously Mello had some points, but what did you see in his game that you liked most that you can build on?
He's just got composure out there. That's really the best thing that he does. And he's such a better defender than I thought I recruited. He really made some nice plays defensively. It's a weird game, 40 minutes of zone. That happened to us a few times last year. We weren't able to handle it, so we were able to handle it pretty well today. But he's just got a lot of game. He's a good player. He's a really good player.
Coach, from practice to playing, who played above what they've been practicing and who maybe didn't play as well as you thought they might?
I think for the most part, across the board, our guys played like they've been practicing. Because not everybody played pretty well. it was hard for the big guys. It was hard for Checo. It was hard for DeMonte to be a part of the offense. I thought DeMonte, the second half, he was a much bigger part of our defense. And if he either blocked it or he altered the shot, pretty much everybody's been about the same. Checo probably didn't get the opportunities he's been having in practice, but he really made some nice passes against his zone and press offense. He made some nice practices. I understand we put in press offense Thursday morning. We put in zone offense on Thursday morning. So we've been working on our man stuff. And so I was like, well, we're going to play this team that's going to zone, so I better put some our zone stuff in. So to play the way we did, just start practicing on those two things on Thursday, it's pretty impressive.
I'm going to ask a couple questions, Don and Eric.
What does a kid like Pack with his efficiency do for an offense? I mean, he just seems to hit shots when he's supposed to, make plays when he's supposed to.
Yeah, he was really solid. And then, you know, I jumped him because he was flopping around. Then he got four defensive rebounds and ended up with five rebounds. But, yeah, he made shots tonight. He's very, like you said, very consistent shooter. And pretty much makes shots every day. I thought he handled the point pretty well. Made good decisions. He never puts himself in position he can't handle. And he was good. I mean, there's a lot of good guards there. A lot of good guards that know how to play basketball.
Last question here.
Coach touched on a little bit, but with the big guys, how do you see that rotation shaking out? What did you learn today?
I don't know yet. It's too early to tell. I thought John Graham really gave us great energy like he does. I thought he was the only guy who could get a rebound there for a while. You know, and you play guys right now just to give them minutes to see what they can do. So it was hard to share. We were obviously a better zone offense team with a small lineup, so cut into some of their minutes. But I think it's just going to be one of those things as time goes on, we'll figure out who's going to play, who's going to get better. A guy like DeMonte's improved tremendously since last season, and a guy like Checo's just going to get better every day. So, and then John Graham is what he is. He just gives you everything he's got every day. So we'll see. It's too early for me to say this is how it's going to work out, but they're all going to help us at some point.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Enjoy, Duff. See you.